Aisalalla. I'm a senior lecturer at YAMK University of Applied Science, Institute of Rehabilitation. And my key focus area there is digital rehabilitation development and a research project I'll be running and also conducting. And in addition, I'm a PhD student at the University of Jyväskylä in Department of Information Technology. And my research topic is the emotions and attitudes towards new technology in digital rehabilitation. And part of my work is also to be a coordinator as a in a national network, Finnish universities network for rehabilitation. So we are working network to enhance rehabilitation education and research in national level.
Hi, I'm Onni Hämäläinen. I'm a physiotherapist and also PhD student here in University of Jyväskylä. And my aim in my PhD study is to find out which factors may affect on sarcopenia. I mean general waste of muscle and muscle strength. And I've been doing physiotherapy in or physiotherapy practice about 5 years before I started my PhD. And I'm very happy to do research in older adults, as I think it's very important in the future. Population is aging and we need a lot of new kind of ways to keep them healthy. So, shortly.
Yeah. And actually my background is also in physiotherapy, but I have also another master degree from cognitive science. And that's why my PhD is now in cognitive science. Yeah. I always forgot those.
I think it's very important at the moment to try to find how individuals actually respond to training, whatever training that is. And that's also something I'm doing in my research. For example, if we have 100 people, they are doing strength training or endurance training, somebody gets a lot of response, strength levels increases, and other does not. So we try to find some factors which may affect on this phenomenon, and then I think we like to use those factors when we prescribe different kind of rehabilitation interventions to older adults or whoever. And also I'm thinking at the moment it's going to be like in rehabilitation we are using more holistic approaches, not only physical rehabilitation, but also like cognitive training and psychology in the background, because a lot of like symptoms, like chronic pain and those kind of things, they really are not only physical issues. So we also have a lot of cognitive training and physiological approach.
Yeah, definitely. And this these both the personalized interventions and more holistic approaches are very much intertwined with the other big mega trend in rehabilitation, which is the digitalization in the rehabilitation. And of course, AI is something what everybody is talking about at the current state, and there are a lot of expectations that the digitalization will be the answer for the increasing need for the rehabilitation. And I'm currently working in the global project. And if we think about, for example, globally, there is at the current state is estimated that there is a 2.4 billion people who could benefit the rehabilitation. So I agree that those are somewhat the trends in the rehabilitation. And maybe one thing, I was just actually consulting my colleagues who were participating in a World Physiotherapy Congress in Tokyo during the last week or so. And there were also nice presentations and discussion about the woman health in the global level. and multidisciplinary, how it can be enhanced and increase the multidisciplinary approaches. And this is going in line with the holistic approach, I think.
That's true. I totally agree. And you were talking about AI.
Mm-hmm.
I think at the moment also like new technologies instead of AI only. We have a lot of like extra games that motivates. So different kind of technology, it's improving all the time. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of studies, research, and also interventions going with this.